Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we relish the changing seasons in the mind as depicted in Sangam literary work Natchinai 115, penned by an anonymous poet. The verse is set in the Mullay landscape of forest country and speaks in the voice of the confidant to the lady, filling her with optimism about the man's return. Malarnda poigai pookutru alunga, ayarnda ayam kan inidu padi iyer, annayum siridu thanindu uyirinal, innir tadankadal vayil undu, silnir yena mayil adi ilaya, makkural nochi, manainadu mavvalodu ulmuhai avila, கார் எதிர்ந்தென்றால் காலை காதலர் தவச்சே நாட்டர் ஆயினும் மிகப்பேர் அன்பினர் வாளி தோழி நண்புகள் உழப்பு இன்றி பெறினும் தவறிலர் கேட்டிசின் அல்லனு விசும்பின் தகவே. An idyllic scene greets our eyes as we saunter into the poem with the words மலர்ந்த பொய்கை, meaning a pond filled with flowers. The phrase kan inidu padiyer, meaning lay down, rendering eyes sweet, talks about the restorative effects of sleep. Learned that uyirinal means she let out a sigh, and I paused to relish the connection between the breath in a sigh and the word uyir, which means life. For a moment, the expression reminded me of the soulful memoir When Breath Becomes Air. The blessed life that makes our air breathable, the citizens of the plant world, are represented here by Nochi and Mavil, referring to a chaste tree and jasmine respectively. The expression Mihapper Anbinar, meaning one with great love, and Tavarilar, meaning one who keeps his word, epitomize the qualities of the man. The verse finishes with Visumbin Tahavu, meaning nature of the sky. Wonder what that nature could be. Walking further, we understand that the man and lady have been in a love relationship and the man has parted away to gather wealth for the wedding. In this period of separation, the lady languishes in ill health, pining for her man. The confidant, intending to cheer her up, says, tired out after plucking flowers in the wide pond, our playmates rest their eyes with sweet sleep. Mother too sighs, letting go of her anger a little. Feasting on the clear waters of the vast sea and rendering it lesser, rise up rain clouds. The Nochi having leaves like that of a peacock's feet, along with the jasmine in the courtyard, opens out its dark clusters and blooms together. This is the time that heralds the arrival of the rains. Even though he has gone to a land quite far away, he is one filled with great love for you. May you live long, my friend. Even if he were to attain boundless fame, he will not forget his promise. Don't you hear that echo in the sky? With these words, the confidant praises the man's qualities and points to the changes in the weather, heralding the arrival of good things in the lady's life. Now, it's time to soak in the raindrops of this poem. We learn that the lady's playmates are tired out plucking the flowers in the pond and are sleeping now. This makes the lady's mother sigh in relief and let go of her anger. Investigating the reason why, it could be that mother is irked by the changes in the lady's health owing to the parting away of the man and is angry at the confidant and lady for not revealing the true reason for it. Why then does she let out a sigh of relief now and is calmed somewhat? Maybe because she sees the tiredness and pallor in the lady's friends after their day of play and decides that the ill health in her daughter too could be attributed to some such simple reason. The confidant then talks about the rising clouds that have diminished the waters of the great seas and are bringing forth changes in their world. There's the Nochi shrub with leaves that are equated to a peacock's feet in an apt simile, marrying the animal and plant world. Before their eyes, the jasmine creepers in the courtyard are seeking out Nochi shrub, and the buds of both plants are opening out in bloom together. The confidant talks about the scene not only to mention the changes the weather brings about, but to add that the lady and man will unite together soon and live with such fragrant joy. The man's qualities are outlined one after the other. Indeed, he has traveled to a faraway land. The distance may be great, but what's greater is his love for the lady, the confidant says. She highlights that he is someone who will never forget his promise, saying that even if he were to gain limitless fame, he would not stay back and forgo his word. With that, the confidant reminds the lady that the man promised he would be back in the rainy season, and behold, the thunder in the sky speaks of his arrival. The confidant concludes that the nature of the sky that rumbles and roars reveals the nature of the man who will abide by his word. A subtle message to us that it is in nature we can find cheer and see the world with renewed hope. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.